Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican
massive
maid.
News in this hour. In love, in and then continuing on with a huge guest, Dark Journalist of the Fourth. But before I go any further, ladies and gentlemen, I have a big announcement to make. I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. And it is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. No preservatives, no artificial ingredients, gluten-free, packed with nutrients, unlike seed oils, which are fake toxic garbage. Beef tallow is real food that promotes whole body health and is so good for your brain. Get 25% off right now. Beef tallow is 100% pure beef fat concentrated, packed with vitamins like A, D, E, and K to support hormone health and fuels your brain with clean energy. No industrial processing, used by humans forever. No additives, preservatives, or GMO garbage. High smoke point to support various cooking methods like frying, roasting, or baking without releasing toxic fumes or free-range free radicals. Rich, clean flavor. Now, what are seed oils like? Ultra-processed oils from GMO seeds made in factories using chemical extraction and refining. Virtually zero nutrients. Likely to cause all sorts of heart problems, obesity, chronic illnesses, you name it, in all the studies. Disrupts hormones. Full of omega-6 polysaturated fatty acids, which promote inflammation. Turn toxic when exposed to heat, and you're using it for cooking. Ladies and gentlemen, it's night and day. Beef tallow is the best. We've got a private label, one of the top brands in the country at thealexjonesstore.com. We are so excited about this. And again, Kennedy talks about the health effects, talks about how delicious it is. I remember until the 90s, the best places, you know, you get French fries at McDonald's before they went total GMO, fried their fries in beef tallow, and God, did they taste good. So it's also totally delicious. You fund the operation. And cows that God gave us are amazing. We also have our bovine colostrum. Our bovine colostrum is a private label of the highest quality, 2,000 milligrams per scoop, with other natural herb compounds, the marshmallow root that accelerates it. And it's the first 2 weeks of any mammal, including humans, isn't what you think of as milk. It's basically clear, and it's full of all of these super nutrients that boost your immune system, that grow your brain, that help your cells, that energize everything. It's literally the first mother's milk concentrated. Big discounts on it right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And there's so many other amazing products there as well. We have the new creatine gummies that are the highest quality type of creatine, concentrated 5 milligrams per gummy. Everybody knows about creatine for your muscles and working out and your heart and stuff, but the brain effects and with your nerve endings, it is truly incredible. So be sure and check that out as well. Our new creatine gummies in two different flavors. It's a really great deal, a huge container of them for a low price. And then talk about your mitochondria, your cells, skipping multiple oxidation processes in the cells, cleaning them out, getting fast, clean energy with no letdown. And that's just the first effects. Then everything else for your brain, your body, it is amazing. The workouts, ultra methylene blue. We have the best medical grade. You've heard me talk about it. You've heard the rave reviews. You're insane if you don't get it. And yes, the third shipment, both have been small because it's very hard to make. It's got so many great ingredients. Proprietary methylene red. I don't have time to get back into. Look at what's in it. Look up each ingredient. Ask Grok about it. Ask your doctor about it. Ultra Methylene Red, a limited shipment, just came in today.
Whoa, dude, is that methylene blue? This house really knows me.
Oh, wow, Shilly. legit gummies. I gotta hide these from Melania. She loved them bigly. These sure taste great, and they're good for me, too. You can buy me now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Well, hello there, Info Warriors. We are having a 60% off sale on selected items. Take a look behind me. We have the sea moss and Shilajit gummies. And you know, we have the medical grade methylene blue that will light your ass up like a Christmas tree. You can also buy one of me in the store. Act now while supplies last.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Dr. Kirk Kelly is just going to be with us about 15, 20 minutes, and then I'm going into Candace Owens. I have to do this. I don't like doing this. I'm not an infighter. I've known Candace for 10 years. I really liked her. Listeners asked me to investigate the stuff she's been saying. I went and investigated it, and it went from bad to worse. I put out findings very nicely, got attacked by her surrogates, attacked by her, that I'm obviously a bad guy, and, you know, doing this for bad people. Bullcrap. Bullcrap. You can't say a congressman is in some Fort Huachuca thing with the head of TPUSA security on the morning of September 9th before Charlie gets killed in Utah, after everybody says, oh, you know, the hit team or whatever, and then go, oh, we don't mean it's a hit team. And just all of this stuff, all the innuendo, all this crap. We have major questions about Charlie. I was one to expose Kash Patel is covering up first. That's all been confirmed. There's real issues here. But you just can't do things like that. And then the congressman is at 11 a.m. in a hearing on that September 9th, supposedly when he's at Fort Huachuca. And then the head of security is supposedly in there, you know, 8 in the morning or whatever, while he's in Dallas, and then later gets on an airplane and flies to Utah. I mean, that is crazy. And then the guy that's bringing it up and saying it, wait till what comes out by Friday. And it's not my story, so I'm not going to break it. But they got it. Let's just say the military did a little investigation. And it starts with S, and it ends with V. Can you imagine what that means? Yeah. And Kansas just thinks, we're just going to move on to the next bullshit story she puts out that reflects on all of us and smokescreens the serious stuff. I got told by two people in the cabinet meeting that Patel screamed at Tulsi Gabbard and shut down looking at domestic and foreign connections, and they had foreign ones and domestic confirmed. Now you got Delta Force commanders coming out and saying it. And, of course, a month later it came out what I told you, and now it's a major scandal. We are trying to find out what's going on. And I asked Candace when I started looking into this last week publicly, I said, hey, will you look at this, please, with your audience? She's told my producers yesterday, or people, oh, yeah, when she's back from vacation, she'll come on, great. Then in the meantime, I get, you know, she attacks me yesterday. Her surrogates attack me. And that's fine. If you want to fight, you better believe you got one. And now I'm looking into everything you've been saying. And it's not good. Because here's the deal. I've never said anything that I didn't believe to be true. And I've not played these innuendo games. And I've not sat there and done all this stuff where they've got the compilations of her. Oh, they stood to gain. Oh, they wanted to get rid of Charlie. Oh, he's waking up. Oh, yeah. And all the surrogates. Oh, yeah. You know, they killed him. And then they go, hey, we didn't kill him. I didn't say you killed him. That's ridiculous. And all the rest of it. And then we put up that the congressman is on video at 11 a.m. That's 3 hours difference, 8 a.m. when the secret meeting supposedly happening. Impossible. Unless you have teleportation. And her surrogates go find a 245 clip of him later. Go, no, you're caught. Here he is at 245. So you can then sit there. I mean, that's the thing is we give them total proof. And they go, no, your alibi. You are exposed. And I'm just like, what? They just randomly pick some congressman? Oh, I'm going to talk about it later. The guy also gave another name of an alias when he first gave her his story she read on the air a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. Then he comes with his real name and changes the story and says, I got another present for you, Candace. Not only was the head of CPUSA security there, but Erica Kirk was there, 99% chance. And then Candace goes, oh, what about this guy, her former boyfriend at Daily Wire that, you know, she's fighting with? And he goes, oh, he was there too. Maybe I was there. Huh? Think about that. It's just, oh, was he here? And then this source that's God, you don't ever question him. Yes, he was there too. I mean, come on, people. And I don't know what her British Lord husband thinks about all this or Keir Starmer, but all I know is this is damaging America, damaging TPUSA that was key to defeating the globalists. And if I find any evidence of TPUSA involved in killing Kirk, then I'll be the first to expose it. But all the stuff I've seen has nothing to do with them. And so I'm not going to sit by and watch the electronic lynching of these people. I don't get money from TPUSA. Charlie Kirk asked me to come to events 2 months before he got killed. I said, I'm sorry. I'm dealing with bankruptcy and family illness. My dad's having heart surgery or just had heart surgery, about to have heart surgery. I said, I'm not coming. Okay. I don't care about standing on a stage in front of 10,000 people. Done it plenty of times. All right. I see. I'll go to Kirk and then I'll get into this. And I'm going to show you the receipts here, folks. And then watch them. I mean, as a group and these influencers that follow her around, this is levels of deception and stuff even worse than the mainstream media and the vicious lying. And so it's become a mob I'm not an infighter. I don't cause problems. When people mob my ass and say I'm a liar, hey, I'm taking my jacket off and rolling up my sleeves politically, nonviolently, lovingly. They all accuse me of threatening her and saying all this stuff when I said I was worried about her. Because I'm seeing the stuff she puts out is totally not true. And I'm like, I'm worried about you. Oh, God, that's a threat. You know, no, I thought maybe she just, you know, has postpartum or something. Or I was trying to be nice. Nope, I guess you're just evil. So, okay. I mean, I take on the DOJ. I take on the Bilderberg Group. I take on the New World Order when you guys were in diapers. And I'm not going to sit by where our supposed leading lights. So just bring all the lies. Here I am. Let's go. Attack. And you'll know, when we've already proven it, that it's a bunch of bull. And I can't wait to hear how I get written into the story. I'm at Fort Huachuca with a bazooka. All right, I'm going to shut up now and apologize to Kirk Elliott. I twisted his arm to come on today. He's an economist. He's a sponsor. He's at the top silver and gold brokerage in the country, and he's literally nailed all of it. But whether or not you got in silver or gold, that's not why he's here. The economic moves are moving even faster than he predicted. It's the same trend line upwards. You know, he graphed out accurately how it would rise, very accurately, the last year and a half. But now it's been escaping the graph. It follows the line, but going up higher than he said. And now these developments, because my phone rings off the hook from family and stuff, has gold and silver at the top. And I'm like, not with the fundamentals. Exclusive. China's next move is HQLA-REPO status, and they're now moving it into a tier one asset, which Kirk's been predicting that China and the U.S. will try to partially back currencies with it soon, and that's the race that Trump's been positioning. Now Trump's even talking about it. BYD's annual EV production, 6 million units. We'll explain what that means in silver. World's largest ammo manufacturer moving forward with silver. Gold extends record run while silver joins rally to new high. Gold prices just reached a second high. Here's what's behind the surge. And then we got some pessimism. Gold and silver reach fresh highs for second day running. Yahoo says gold and silver are grossly overpriced. Is there a bubble? No. The currencies are way overinflated. Gold and silver, in every economic analysis, have never gone up 10, 20% where they should be. That is undisputable. And they've lost their tools with the naked shorts and things to suppress it, and the supplies are running out. What does that mean with industrial use skyrocketing, with batteries and chips? It spells the surest thing since Jesus Christ being our Lord and Savior. I'm going to shut up, Kirk. You got the floor. You sent us key information. This is a big deal. Kirk, what's the latest?
Huge deal, Alex. Well, today, silver's $71 an ounce. Literally 71. So when you look at that, and we predicted at the beginning of the year, you know, when silver was $28.92, that silver by the end of the year was going to be 67 to 75. Some people believed us because they know that our analysis is spot on. Some people thought we were out there. It's like, no, but we're here. And there are strong fundamental reasons why I came up with that number, right? And so it's because low supply, high demand. We talked about before it happened, London running out of silver. We talked about the
You didn't just talk about it. You said they say it's going to happen in 4 months. I say it happens probably the next month, and you nailed it.
Yeah, I mean,
hold that brain.
And it's easy to see when you look at the right things, right? It's like they are so over leveraged, over 300 ounces of paper contracts for every 1 ounce of physical delivery silver. The exchange for physicals is not there. It doesn't take too many big companies like Samsung, Sony, and the ones I'm going to talk about today that say, hey, we need physical delivery of silver so we can manufacture our stuff, for London to say, oh, crud, we don't have any silver, right? We can't fulfill these contracts. And this is exactly what happened. So these two stories that I want to go over today that came out yesterday and this morning are massive. So BYD, you know, it's like, has anybody ever even heard of BYD? It's like, I hadn't. But you know what? It's the largest electric vehicle manufacturer in the world. Blows Tesla away. It blows all these other. And it's a Chinese company, right? So, of course, you got billions of people in China. They're the EV manufacturer of China. They've got more electric vehicles than anybody on the planet. Well, Alex, remember, was it 8 or 9 months ago, you and I talked about Samsung releasing their prototype for their solid silver core solid state battery for the electrical vehicle market, which was going to take the charging down to like 9 minutes, double the range from 600 to 700 miles, right? And be like,
let's 40% be clear, it will replace all batteries within a matter of years. They did the equation in the article, which would basically, just for the cars, it would take more than the silver we can extract every year. So there's going to become a total run on silver mining, right? I mean, that's going to create a whole new industry. I mean, it's going to be insane.
Oh, it is going to be insane. So just Samsung, which this isn't, today isn't about Samsung. Just Samsung's demand for their new batteries would be 20% of the global mining supply every year. Now, BYD, they were actually ahead of the curve. So just like everything that China does, it's like the Sun Tzu War Academy, right? They're building stuff in the shadows. And then once they're ready to like pounce on their enemy, they pop up and it's like, oh my word, they're already done, right? Kind of a deal. So Samsung must have known this because BYD has their own solid core silver battery that they're using in their EVs. Now, the EV market is massive. They're going to build 5 million units, between 5 and 6 million units next year, each one of them with 1 kilo of silver. This is 20% of the world's silver mining production just by BYD. Add to that the 20% that Samsung is going to need. Those are just two companies, Alex, that's now going to be 40% of the world's supply. I mean, what about everything else? What about the AI chips? What about all electronics? What about solar power? What about missiles and torpedoes and everything else that you and I have talked about? It's like, oh my word, this new demand is off the rails already. When we're faced with a world where there's no free float silver, that London already can't fulfill deliveries because of no supply. I mean, this is why. There's always a reason why everything happens. This is why we're starting to see silver go up to the stratosphere, right? $71 an ounce. Alex, silver is up 145% year to date. Gold's up 70.3% year to date. It's like, that's not terrible either, but I'd rather take something that's doubled, more than doubled, the rate of growth of gold, and gold's been getting all of the news. It's like, and we've been ahead of the curve. Now, if those two weren't actually enough to say, oh my word, have I missed the boat? You haven't missed the boat, because this morning I read this new research piece coming out of China that with Basel III, they made gold a tier one asset, meaning it could be held as a reserve in central banks, right? And be viewed kind of like a currency. Well, there's one level higher than that, which is HQLA, a high quality liquid asset. That means what? That means you can use gold as collateral behind your bank reserves. It can actually legitimately replace treasuries. Okay, so now, what have you got China pushing for? HQLA status. No wonder they've got thousands of tons of gold, right? So they're wanting to actually make gold an HQLA asset, meaning in the repo markets, which is how all these treasuries are traded back and forth, they want to replace U.S. treasuries with gold. So what does this mean in real numbers? So 20% in a baseline scenario, just let's use baseline numbers, the repo markets are about $17 trillion of assets. You have treasuries trading hands. Gold at 20% of that would equal $3.4 trillion of gold collateral. That's 29,400 tons of new demand for gold when China gets this status. Now, put this into perspective. It's estimated that the Federal Reserve has 8,500 tons of gold. The European Central Bank has about 10,000 tons of gold. That's a total of 19,000 tons between Europe and the Federal Reserve combined. China's new demand would be 29,000 tons. It's like, what? Okay, now I'm talking about gold potentially running out, just like silver. It's like, oh my word, Alex, this new paradigm that we're living under, where fiat-based money is going the way of the dodo bird, right? And we're moving into this new paradigm of tangible assets, not just as a monetary reserve, but something to replace treasuries, plus the demand from industrial purposes. To think that we've gone from 28 to 71 this year alone, I don't think we've seen the beginning. I don't think we've seen the beginning of the growth of silver. I mean, honestly, I mean, this is like nothing that I've seen since 2002, being in this industry since that long. There's nothing that compares to the fundamentals that are right underneath us. Now, add to that the things that we've talked about in the past, which were big, but they almost seem insignificant. Oh yeah, the Fed, they're lowering interest rates. Lowering interest rates always cause gold and silver to go up. We've got this unsustainable debt globally. You've got wars and rumors of wars. You've got everything that we've talked about in addition to these big, massive things. Massive. I mean, I can't overstate the massiveness of these two stories and the demand for gold and silver moving forward. Like, for such a time as this, should people invest into metals? Because the world is changing right underneath our nose.
Incredible. Let's pitch people silver and gold. I mean, you're a sponsor. We bring in a few a few hundred thousand dollars a month. I could get these fly-by-night people that sell the numismatics. You call up and, you know, silver is whatever it is, wholesale today, let's pull up silver. And they'll tell you, oh, we have a collectible. You know, it's not the amount it is today. It's double that, but it was in a shipwreck, and it's very, very important. Can we pull up Google with where silver is today? And they will then, you know, tell you this big number, but say it's worth it. So silver is $71.29 right now. That's spot. Wholesale is a little bit more. So you look at the world wholesale price, and then that's what you're getting it from Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. Wholesale. You know what it is. Okay, these other people, you call them, and they give you this whole big runaround because they don't want to make tiny margins. They want to tell you you're getting a great deal and you're not, and it pisses me off because we have the sponsor who is the biggest and the best because people are smart on average. In his 25-year career, he's got the best service, he's got the best prices, he's got the best ratings. Look it up. But still, the majority of people go and get ripped off. And it's grades of being ripped off. There are a few medium-sized companies that do what you do. There are some that kind of, you know, will sell you a numismatic if you want it. But that's okay. It's fine to have some other stuff in the shop if they want it. That's sponsors I've had before because I couldn't even find one this good. They were like, yeah, we'll sell you at wholesale. But also, you know, if you'd like this, it's speculative, but we'll give it to you because you got to keep the lights on. You were able to just do this forever, scale up and get a big enough customer base that even though it's a tiny percentage, you're still able to do it. That's why you're the number one rated. I mean, it's all about scalability. You know, remember the Kroc or whatever his name was that started McDonald's. You know, they said, he's like, I'd rather sell you 100 times the hamburgers and only make 10%, you know, than sell you, you know, 20% of the burgers and make 20%. You know, it's like scalability is what he's doing. So if you want silver and gold, the place to go is Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, KEPM.com/gold, or call 720-605-3900. This is the surest thing I've ever promoted. And I remember a few months ago when, you know, it dipped a little, I said, that's a profit taking. The trends are all there. I bet it's up in 2 weeks. Boom. I mean, it's just, I've never been sure about something. KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3900. And you got to call. If they're busy, don't answer. They'll leave your name and number. They'll call you back. A free consultation to hear what you're looking for, what you want. It's all completely straight, completely easy to understand. Here's wholesale. Here it is. Here's the deal. And you can sell it back with no fee. Nobody's got that. They'll lie and say they do. They'll bait and switch you. This guy's number one because he's got by far the best deal. And again, if I wanted to rip you off, folks, I've been offered up to $3 million a month to rape the living hell out of you. Now, you're a smart audience, and I would do that anyways. But about statistically in history, there's about 30% they call suckers in economic studying. And I could sit here and rape my listeners and make, and we'd have no problem. The company would be set. We'd win our enemies against all our fights. But that's the Ring of Mordor, folks. I'm not putting the ring on to win the battle because it possesses you. Once you put it on, you've now committed to lies. This is a no-brainer to go with Kirk, and you need to call him. And also, you guys have a lot of ways to roll over financial instruments. If they'd have done that with silver, how high would they be up just in the last year versus the last 2 years? Heads above everything as you predicted 2 years ago, and I agree with you, and I said, this is it. And, of course, I was right. And, you know, here we are. Where would people of 2 years ago, if they'd have rolled over, say, a 401k with $200,000 with you, where would it be right now?
Over 200% up. I mean, Alex, we're up 145% just this year, right? Just this year. I mean, 3.5 years ago when silver started this big run up, it was less than $18 an ounce. It's 71 today.
I'm going to be honest right now. I'm having like, I rarely have these. I'm having a serious endorphin rush of satisfaction. Because it's not about being right. I feel so good helping people. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, I'm high right now off this. Doesn't it feel good, Kirk, to be in a clean business, the top guy, and also a theologian that has delivered on what you said you do? Is that not real satisfaction? It's not pride, is it?
It is.
What would you call it?
It's just satisfaction of doing the right thing and blessing people and helping them. I mean, this is Christmas. Christmas is coming
hold
up
on,
this
hold
week.
Hold on. I got to do the thing, but... two more minutes. Finish up with your Christmas message. And then I'm going on the warpath against lies. People saying I'm a liar. You'll see. I'll win again. We'll be right back. I need you to support the broadcast financially. And I just need those of you on the fence that have never gone to thealexjonesstore.com to go get the ultramethylene blue. I'm only going to sell something that's really good for you and works great. Because, again, a good salesman sells a product that works and is good and that I use. So take the challenge. Go to thealexjonesstore.com now and get ultramethylene blue. And it's the greatest because it's so good it hits in like 30 minutes. But the real effects happen the days and weeks as it builds up in you. The Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, the bovine colostrum, that's going to take a few weeks to kick in. You get your wife pregnant, she'd have a baby for 9 months, folks. You only got to wait a few weeks with this. The effects of these are incredible. Again, I can do hours on each product. And these are the best. You study Irish sea moss, you study Shilajit, you study bovine colostrum. It's all the rage forever. These are sure things. I don't go get stuff that isn't already a sure thing. It's so easy. 90% of my waking hours is doing nothing but studying and broadcasting and fighting. And I just want you to keep me commissioned in this fight. Where have you seen results like this? And it's not me. I'm not the opposite of prideful. I'm God-fearing. I fear nothing but God. I'm actually fearful of the position I've been put in by God that I'm like, you need to do a better job. It's the opposite. I'm mad at myself. The crew can tell you behind the scenes. I am pissed off at myself. I am angry that I've been given so much power and I'm not executing it correctly. But God loves sudden death over time. God loves keeping you humble. When you buy from us, you're going to get a great product and you're betting on an organization that has the track record of victory. That's why the bad guys hate us. We know what we're doing. We know how to stop them. They want us off air. If I'm going to sell you something because I'm self-funded, it's going to work. You are missing out so bad if you don't get our Ultra DNA Revival new product, our incredible highest quality, the very best type of creatine gummies and powder, our bovine colostrum, all of it. 60% off right now. It ends next week. Get your orders in by tomorrow. You'll get it anywhere in the country before Christmas. But we need the support. And like I said, I'm out of money. I'm out of stuff to sell. I'm out of whatever. We have about a $400,000 underage going into next month. I mean, literally, to pay the rent and the payroll. I've got my Rolodex out. And I mean, there'll be no strings attached. But I'm starting to call people and folks saying, all right, you know, give me money. Because I ain't giving up. As much as I don't like begging for money, I give it up to the New World Order and rolling over and dying. I hate that even more. But I'm literally down to the point now. My parents have lost everything they got. I don't have anything. I don't care. I'm happier than ever. I never had a bunch of stuff. But it doesn't matter when you're up against the wall and you ain't got no more to give. You understand? I'm giving you everything I got. And quite frankly, I'm more alive. I'm stronger. I'm smarter than I've ever been. In fact, I'm high as a kite in this fight. I love this. But the fact is only a fraction of our people are engaged. Oh, the Muslims are engaged. The Jews are engaged. I'm not attacking either group. You know why they're so powerful? They're engaged. They're involved in their group. Well, who are we? Well, we're Americans of every race, color, and creed that just want freedom and our country and our republic. Well, then you better start acting like it.
Wake up, folks! Spread this message! The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms.
The Podesta plan is in operation!
Don't worry, it's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Actual photo of me at Fort Huachuca. September 9th, planning the attack with a congressman. It's over for me. In closing, Kirk, it feels good to steer people right, and that's my goal. And you're saying, you know, Christmas, what's happening here? A lot of people are like, oh, I had family call me months ago. Has it hit the top? Should we, you know, get more silver? And I said, yeah. Now they're all saying, oh, and now they're calling you. I mean, this is a no-brainer. I don't think there's any way that, you know, in the future, at least the next few years, that we're going to see it go down. I think it only goes up here. But you were saying a Christmas message.
Yeah, I mean, the fundamentals are behind this market. It's not at an all, it is at an all-time high. But you know what? Next week, it's probably going to be an all-time higher. The week after that, all-time higher, right? It's just the markets haven't changed. So therefore, the price is going to keep going up. And what I was going to say is everybody, literally everybody, that I talk to that has been a client for years, months, weeks even, to say, Kirk, this is the best thing that we've ever done. It's like our portfolio has doubled. It's more than doubled. You've changed our life. This is legacy building. It's, to me, this is a gift, right? And it's like, okay, so let's think about Christmas, right? What is Christmas about? Well, you know, I'm going to focus on something that people wouldn't expect me to say. It's about gifts, right? So when you think about it, I'm a Christian. God gave us his son. His son gave us his life. So that therefore what? The ultimate gift ever, the ultimate sacrifice we could have eternal life, right? So it's all about giving. And this is a gift that the markets are giving us. In the midst of a world that's dark and dreary and people think, I don't know how I'm going to survive. What are we going to do? What's happening with all this inflation? This is an absolute gift. When everybody that I talk to says, Kirk, this has changed my life. I don't have to worry about retirement anymore. My portfolio has doubled. It's gone up more than that. And even new people. I mean, literally, Alex, I can remember a month or so ago when silver was in the 40s. I mean, it was 58 the day after Thanksgiving. It's now 71. It's like, this is like massive percentage growth. And I don't see this trend line changing anytime real soon. Of course, you're going to have a down day here and there, and a big down day every once in a while because it's gone up so much. But the fundamentals haven't changed. That is a gift. Just like during Christmas.
In fact, they're getting stronger. They're getting stronger with China moving into a tier one issue, as you predicted, and which Trump just did a few weeks ago. So again, I interrupt you again. So on Christmas.
Christmas is about giving. It's all about giving, right? We model what God did for us and his son gave his life. And so, you know what? The markets gave us a gift. Now it's our job. Whenever we get a gift, it's our job to receive the gift. Right? It's like somebody could give you one. You don't have to take it. The markets are giving you a gift. Take it. It means you have to act, right? It's like, I would do something with this because I think it is generational legacy building type changes that are happening right under our nose.
This reminds me, and we'll cut this in post. We're live now, but we can find a bunch of it. Mark Dice done at least 10 times I've seen going back like 18 years. We did it again last year that I saw. He'll go out in Los Angeles on the boardwalk at the beach. They'll say, here's a 1 ounce silver gold coin. Give me a dollar and I'll give it to you. And the public's so ignorant, that's a multi-thousand dollar coin now, what, $4,000 or $5,000. And they go, no, I'm keeping my dollar. They don't even know. He goes, no, hold it. It's real gold. Nope, I don't want it. That's the people perishing for lack of knowledge. That's leading a horse to water. You can't make it drink. But as the public figures it out, which they are doing now, it's going to be a whole new ball game. KEPM.com/gold. Get an online consultation or call the toll-free number. Now's the time to take action, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, he also says, I'll give you a stack of cash or this gold. And then, I'll take the stack of cash. It's worth 10%. But he literally has, where it's like, he'll give him give me a dollar for this 1 ounce gold eagle. And they won't do it. I mean, it's just insane. Dr. Kirk Elliott, thank you so much. Have a wonderful Christmas and God bless you and your team.
I will. You too. God bless.
God bless. All right. Day one, when Kirk was killed, I had questions. And then within a week of it, I had White House sources saying Cash Patel had a meeting and said, don't look at domestic help, which we knew he had, because they were all bragging about he'll be dead tomorrow. And they said, see, we told you, and foreign connections. So we have been looking at this from the very beginning. And we broke that Patel did that. And a month after I broke that, it came out mainstream news and Patel admitted, I don't want Tulsi Gabbard involved. I don't want to look at her intelligence. And now you have all these CIA people and Delta Force and FBI coming out blowing the whistle that they believe there was domestic help and all this. So I believe there's bad actors here. I believe we're being lied to. In fact, I know we are. The straw man argument built by Candace and her minions, her ring race, her Praetorian Guard, her priesthood, is that I'm saying don't look into this. And as soon as I started asking questions about the Egyptian planes that have been discredited with our report, you saw the zone flood with I'm an Israeli agent, which is preposterous and ridiculous. They're not countering what I say, what I ask, the facts we publish. They're just flooding the zone that I'm a bad man. And she came out yesterday and said he's shown who he is. You know, he's a bad guy. He's revealing himself. Oh, I'm revealing myself. Candace, I have to do this because I have to stand with the truth. I went and investigated what you're saying. Then, a few weeks ago, you read this letter from this person that says they're in Fort Huachuca the day before Charlie's killed in Arizona, in another state, Utah. And there's a congressman there, and there's the head of TPUSA security there. And then later he adds Erica Kirk to it, and now somebody else that Candace recommended. So we go and we look. So we get the flight records that they're in Dallas and flying to Utah at that time. People go, well, they could have been in Utah and maybe made it to Dallas and flown. It's like you have to always prove that you're right with no evidence and say, we're the bad guys. We've got to prove we're innocent. We're guilty until proven innocent. You're the Grand Inquisitor. You're the Star Chamber. You're the God. You're on the mountain. But in the case of Representative Amelie out of Nevada, he gets added into this. And that this person, this Mr. Snow, saw him too. When he just gets on the base and goes into a skiff and gets through the door, there's no hand, you know, no code swipe. He's in the secret facility, and there's 12 colonels and all this stuff going on, and Erica Kirk and everybody. And Mark Amelie's there. And Amelie puts out a statement saying, this is crazy. I flew from Nevada on the 8th, and I went to D.C., and I was there for hearings. And they go, here you are at 2:45. You lied. And then you just rewind C-SPAN. There he is at 11 a.m., which is 3 hours different from 8 a.m. when they say the thing starts at 7:30. He gets there at 7:30, but later goes to the base. But now they moved it back to 7:30, so they got time. So to give it time, they say it's 2:45. And then we've got him there at 11 a.m., which is 8 a.m. That was the time it was in Arizona then. And I'll show you all that. So we show that the head of TPUSA is in Dallas and is flying to Salt Lake City for the event where Charlie's killed the next day. And they just say, well, he could have been over there. So, you know, you guys are, you know, you got to prove it. But in the case of the congressman, he's there on C-SPAN, and we'll show you the videos, and on the other congressional feeds at 11 a.m., and then he's little in the corner, so they go, oh, well, that's not really him. No, it's his seat. And he speaks, and he's on the record voting in the congressional record. So this is what we're talking about. It's crazy. And then I'm bad because they're putting all this out, and I go investigate and say, this isn't right. Well, I obviously work for Netanyahu. Even though I'm the first person to say they've ordered no looking at foreign connections, even though Tulsi Gabbard has found it, and they're covering up the domestic help, and so we should investigate that. It doesn't matter. You got to follow her investigation, her way, this random guy she found. All the stuff's about to come out. Not my story. It's going to break soon. They got his military record. SV's the initials. So Mark Amelie put out this statement, and I'm not going to read the whole thing because we've got to move quick now, but he said, for those of you information consumers who are stuck in practices of the old days who prefer facts to dreams and falsehoods, take comfort knowing that in the public service there's this thing called the public record. The public record on September 8th indicates that I was returning to Washington, D.C. from my district and was voting on the floor of the House of Representatives, and on September 9th in the 12th hour markup of the House Appropriations Committee, of which I am a member, as well as voting on the House floor. Should you prefer the video to the words of a member of the federal legislature, feel free to view the House Appropriations Committee recording of the event on that date. To quote Ronald Reagan, facts are stubborn things. Merry Christmas. Now, he's there at 11 a.m. when it starts. We'll show you the screenshot, the video. But Candace's ring race say, no, he's there at like 2:45. Then they put their own data into a fact check and say, Oh, look, he's lying. Though he's on the video, we'll show it to you. Now imagine this guy wakes up in the last week and he is at a secret base that they've put out is plotting Charlie Kirk's murder. And when that, they go, oh, we're not saying that. Oh, well, yeah, right. Imagine waking up and he's just like, this is crazy. And then they go, oh, you're there at 2:45. You had time to go and do this. And then we go pull up, the hearing starts. When they turn the camera on for Congress, he's already there. That's 3 hours behind. That's 8 a.m. So they say this meeting was at 7:30. He had 30 minutes to teleport from Arizona to D.C., get from the teleportation facility to Congress. As if we can't rewind this. So they flood the zone saying he's a liar, showing a 2:45 date. When the cameras turn on, he's already there. And then he gets up and speaks. And he's on record voting. But you see, if you say that's true, you're an Israeli agent. He's guilty. He did it. Okay? He was there with the 12 colonels plotting it all. I mean, listeners wanted me to go look into this. Everything I look into is pure lies. And I'm sad to have to do this. But I have to because I have integrity. So show the slowdown, 11 a.m., with the representative, and then we'll cut to later where he's speaking about the legislation. So go ahead and play those back to back. This is 11 a.m. Look right there. We have a digital copy of that. Put HD up. 11 a.m. timestamp. There he is. And then later speaking, just, you know, that's him. He's over there, the bad guy, the mastermind, who just got chosen to be thrown into this, guilty until proven guilty. Here it is.
Our discussion today as we move forward. And with that, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I yield back.
I thank gentlemen very much, and I'd now like to recognize my very good friend.
Our discussion today as we move forward. And with that, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I yield back.
We slowed this down for those of you who can't hear it.
I thank gentlemen very much, and I'd now like to recognize.
The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Adderholt. Mr. Adderholt, no. Mr. Aguilar.
Aye.
Mr. Aguilar, aye. Mr. Alford. Mr. Alford, no. Mr. Amade.
No.
Mr. Amade, no. Mrs. Bice. Mrs. Bice, no. Mr. Bishop.
Gentleman from Nevada, Mr. Amade is recognized to address the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is kind of a strange thing to start with. I want to kind of look at the political history of this. This is short. And I want to start with, I guess, the three things, like my colleague from the Twin Cities said, it's local, it's local, it's local. I understand why when we did the rescissions bill, the first two things that were put up were, hey, we're going to get rid of that thing in the state and foreign ops subcommittee. And let's just be blunt. The administration wasn't real pleased with the national folks coming out of the East Coast and their editorial policy. Okay.
So what Candace's ring race did is they show him later speaking and go, oh, look, it's 2:45. Oh, it's 7 at night. You're discredited, though you can go to the raw feed on Congress's website, and he's there at 11 a.m., 8 a.m., Fort Huachuca time. So he got in the USS Enterprise was above them in space, beamed up, beamed down, and they won't even admit they're wrong because it's about they're the inquisitors. They're the witch hunters. And then when I go, hey, this doesn't add up. This isn't right. Shut up. You showed yourself, man. God, we're so sad you sold out and we're the heroes. He voted. Multiple times he's on the roll call for the vote. By 9 a.m. Arizona time. That was a fast jet he got on. because the genius Mr. Snow shows up at 7:30 and goes to one base area and goes to another, has some coffee. They go, it's over here later in the day. It's later in the day, he even says, but now it's 7:30. They got to go like, oh, God, what do we do? Well, it was 7:30. We went right into the secret skip and saw all the colonels and all and Erica Trump or Erica Kirk and all of this cuckoo town stuff. And, well, yeah, you know, the head of security wasn't an airplane. We're not disputing that. You know, going to, but he had time to fly from Arizona. It's just sick. Here's a ChatGPT on it on Phoenix time on September 9th this year. It's a 3-hour difference, 7:30 to 10:30 Eastern time. There you go. So 3-hour difference. So at 7:30 when the mastermind meeting was, to 10:30, and here he is 30 minutes later. So he had 30 minutes. The congressman, to get from Arizona to D.C. He jumped on an SR-71 Blackbird Secret Mach 80, got the taxi, got there. Actually, that's probably true. Why are you covering up, Alex? Why are you working for the Jews? I'm the one saying there's foreign involvement. I've proven they're covering up. Who are the foreign people? What is Kash Patel doing covering that up? We broke that. That's real. That happened. That's confirmed. No, this stuff is smokescreen diversions to say it's TPUSA and Trump to undermine what the globalists did, killing Kirk, to undermine getting people registered to vote. So here's what Candace Owens had to say about me. Alex is just revealing himself. Oh, I'm revealing myself. I already had Brian Harpole's flights and confirmed to my audience, she confirmed, that they do not provide an alibi. Oh, because he's guilty of an alibi for 7:30 a.m. Yeah, that's right. He's flying out at 1:45 in Dallas. So, you know, he was obviously there in the morning. You know, he's just, yeah. Which is when the meeting concluded at Fort Huachuca. I also texted Brian Harpole and offered him a chance to give me any response before our latest episode. I was looking to simply debunk. Oh, you were sure. It's all, you got it all. I mean, this is all, you've got the metadata. You were just debunking, right? Raised $100,000 for this kook. It was him. She was just debunking. If it was him, because I am open to the possibility that have just been a lookalike or the guy you're talking to is a total kook. But that's not it. Because we go to you're the God. You tell us. But everyone out there panicked, and Congressman Amadei fumbled his schedule is definitely making things more interesting. Because her people said he didn't get there to 2:45, though we showed you them here at 11 a.m. on the congressional video, and votes and roll calls right after it. But they just say he's there at 2:45 and that he fumbled and he lied. See how it works? Amadel is the mastermind. Not Candace that gets boosted by Google on YouTube. Not Candace married the British Lord, Keir Starmer minion. Not, no, let's put Candace up there. Not Candace that worked for the Daily Wire. Is she still working for them? This is all an elaborate ruse. I mean, imagine, I'm not even saying that, but in her worldview, her thinking, that's all game. Is Candace Owens the Benedict Arnold of our age, or is she mentally ill, or is she just stupid? Either way, we know what we've got. They're smarter than us. They'll teach us Americans like they started the Civil War. God, we're in trouble. When we took out Kirk, it's the globalists. What are we going to do? Well, we'll just say Trump did it. We'll just say Charlie Kirk's wife did it. We'll do that. I'm not saying she did that. I'm just asking questions. So TPSA releases proof that Brian Harpole, head of Charlie Kirk's security, was in Dallas at the time, and that he flew in the night before, has his ticket, has his stub, flies out with a security crew that mainly lives there. But they're saying he had time to actually, between that, fly back to Arizona, have a secret meeting, go back and do it. Because remember, you have to prove your innocence in the Candace Owens world. Not innocent or proven guilty. She says it. Some random guy says it who's a total kookball. And you just have to believe it. He's a special forces. Oh, really? Get ready. SV. So nobody cares about the actual tickets and all of it. It's all just lies. Oh, but Candace went further before she went on vacation. In the video, she says, you know, there was this Cabot Phillips that used to date her, and he was at the Daily Wire. So she thought she'd send Mr. Snow his picture to see maybe if he was there. And always willing to please, he said, yeah, he was there too. Now, he didn't remember Erica Trump. I keep saying Erica Trump. He didn't remember Erica Kirk being there. This whole thing's targeting Trump. He didn't remember Erica Kirk being there until he finally went on her show. And he said, I got a present for you, like a cat bringing you a mouse or a rat it killed. Erica Kirk was there 99%. Well, yes, sir, then he wrote, we believe you. They try to spin this thing that I said, maybe she's had a mental crash. Maybe that's why she's doing it. I was giving her a way out. They're saying, I can't debate the facts. So I said, maybe she's mentally ill. No, the facts are you're a horrible lying witch. The facts are you just draft in any kook you need to then say a congressman and all these other people and a widow are involved in a secret military base in a ridiculous meeting that would never happen in a real assassination if you study that stuff. So I said, God, I'll give you an out. Maybe you're crashing out. No, that's all code gaslighting. No, because she said, I can't face the facts. The facts that this congressman at 8 a.m. Arizona time, when the secret meeting's happening at 7:30 a.m., is in Congress on video and later in a roll call a few minutes later and an hour later in a vote and up at night there, and they go and look at him at night and say, look, he's there at night. He got, oh my God, they... How stupid do they think you are? So I have a responsibility to just go to full war. I'm going to start analyzing everything she's been saying, all the other claims. I'm revealing myself, yeah, as the guy that nails it, as the defender of the Republic, as the guy that literally, with my listeners, built the platform for Trump to get in. Yeah, you're right. I've revealed myself as a person of integrity. That will not just draft some innocent congressman who's in D.C. at the time, you say he's in secret meetings, plotting you know what. And then she just, oh, I just sent a photo of Cabot Phillips to see, and he's like, you're right, master. He was there too. I'm sure by tomorrow I was there. I'm probably the killer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win, but regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it and support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.